Good morning, London. This is Eric Olander in San Francisco with The Package. It's an analysis of the Rodney King trial that has just gotten underway in Los Angeles. The suggested lead comes to you as follows. Jury selection has begun in Los Angeles in the case against four white police officers accused of violating the civil rights of black motorist Rodney King. Correspondent Eric Olander reports that new challenges face both the prosecution and defense in this highly publicized hearing. And the story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last spring, a jury in Simi Valley, California, acquitted the four police officers on most of the state criminal charges involved in the violent arrest of Rodney King. Back then, the officers were facing charges that they violated the state of California's laws, specifically whether or not they used excessive force in arresting Mr. King. Now the four policemen are in federal court, accused of entirely different crimes. University of California at Berkeley legal scholar Professor Rachel Marin explains.
Essentially, the federal trial will be a trial to determine whether or not the defendants deprived Rodney King of his civil rights or conspired to deprive Rodney King of his civil rights. So that in the federal proceeding, the key is whether or not they had a specific intent to deprive him of his rights. It's not enough that their actions deprived him of the rights. They have to intend that that be the result. And this is one reason that federal trials of this sort are very rare.
To illustrate just how unusual federal civil rights cases are, Professor Marin points to a few statistics. She says every year since 1989, the Federal Bureau of Investigations has looked into 2,500 cases of police abuse. Over these past several years, there have only been 98 prosecutions. In fact, in the city of Los Angeles, despite documented cases of police brutality, there were no prosecutions initiated in this time period. Once again, Professor Marin.
Federal government only gets involved where a significant federal interest is at stake, and here the interest is preserving people's civil rights. And people have the right to be free of racial discrimination, and they have a right to be free of an unreasonable deprivation of their rights under the Fourth Amendment, that is to be free of unreasonable seizures, in this case, the use of excessive force to effect his arrest.
Legal experts say that in order to comprehend this case, it is essential to understand two fundamental points. First, the notion of intent. Criminal law attorney Gary Cohen says the prosecution has to establish that the beating of Mr. King did not erupt spontaneously. Instead, it must be proved the police officers intended early on to use the high level of force.
In this case, it really is the same as you would in any ordinary situation. What was their motivation? Were they motivated in acting the way they did because, for example, Rodney King's a black person and they don't like black people, or were they motivated simply because they are police officers and they were doing what they thought they had to do to carry out their duty?
Since this is a federal civil rights hearing, legal scholars say it's important then to understand what exactly is a civil right. Again, attorney Gary Cohen.
A federal civil right is a right protected by the United States Constitution as opposed to state law, which is the law that was involved in the first trial, the state trial. And in this case, that would involve his right to be free from racial discrimination, and also can be his right to be free from excessive force being used under color of state law.
To put this case in perspective, American Civil Liberties Union attorney Alan Schlosser says it's imperative to look at the history of civil rights in this country. Ultimately, he says, the Rodney King case demonstrates why there are civil rights laws on the books.
The system was kind of used mostly out of the civil rights movement in the South when it was very difficult to get a white convicted in a southern state jury for any violence against a black person, and therefore there often would be federal civil rights prosecutions after acquittals in state court.
Every lawyer interviewed for the story agreed that the greatest challenge facing this trial is finding an impartial jury. They say it will be nearly impossible to find people who haven't formed opinions one way or the other on the Rodney King case. And one lawyer said if they do find an impartial jurist, they must have come from the planet Mars. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Eric Olander.